Who are we kidding? This is the Bob Pompiani Show and more Bob right now. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, we have a genealogy on how I got to Wonder Twin for our friend Austin.
Yeah, seemed kind of weird to me. You went from City Limits to Wonder Twin.
Yeah, an alert listener texted you, and how did this go?
Yes, so this texter basically put in a couple arrows and dashes of how everything started with Austin's City Limits that included my first name. That is the difference with Donnie Football. People know that his first name is Donnie.
Right.
I wonder if some people would realize my first name.
Good
and then
point.
It goes to City Limits. Mm-hmm. Then it went to Limitless Wonder. Now it's gone to Wonder Twin.
Right.
And this texter said, I'm insane like Joe, and that's why I can piece this all together.
That's the etymology, Bob, I believe is the correct word there.
Edamame? Isn't that something you eat?
What is that? Is that a type
it's like
of
a little
paste?
No, it's like a little
fish?
No, like a bean.
It's a bean?
Edamame, you know, they come in those things and you just suck them out of there if you want.
Joe, someone else called you a cuckoo bird.
Hmm.
Like the clock?
I'll take that as a compliment. Bob, why don't we take a trip around the league?
Let's go!
Can we get a little music going? Wonder Twin? We need that. Oh, I love that.
This gets you fired up, the music of the National Football League.
Because there's
week number three and a lot of stunning results. Joe, let's go around the league.
Man, I'll say this one tops the list for me, and this is very relevant for the Steelers because we all looked at that second half schedule, and it still looks tough. Don't get me wrong. But now you have the Browns twice, and the way they're trending, let's start with that game. Giants 21, Browns 15 in Cleveland. People didn't know if Brian Daboll would get out of that stadium without being fired. Instead, they give up 8 sacks, the Browns do. They lose to Daniel Jones. Myles Garrett is hurt. He's getting an MRI today. Injuries on the offensive line. Deshaun Watson, we all know they mortgaged the franchise for him. This is going to get worse. They might be a 5-win team, Bob.
They might be, and they have no way of tanking for Tua. They can't get a number. I think they traded away in this deal, right? So they
don't
have
know
the worst.
About, I don't know. Do
Can
they have
we
a
check
pick
that
this
out?
Year?
I don't know. They gave away so many first round picks in that deal for Watson. I don't remember what they have left.
This is an absolute disaster.
Wonder Limits or Cityless Wonder or Cityless Austin.
Wonder
or
Twin,
Austin,
I think works.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
You can find that out. But if they don't, it wouldn't matter where they finish, but they will finish badly. And I think the Giants, I have two words, Malik Nabers. He's a star.
He's a star. Thought on that game, Limits?
Yeah, Cleveland does have their first-round pick this year. Deshaun Watson, bad. Daniel Jones, eh. But the fact that the Giants were able to come back and beat the Browns after the Browns went right down the field after taking advantage of a turnover. Cleveland's just horrendous, guys. There is a lot of problems and trouble brewing there, and if it's not already there.
I think if I'm Cleveland and I'm Jimmy Haslam, I'm very, very, very rich. I eat the money. The vibe around that franchise is so bad. We don't even know if Deshaun Watson's going to get suspended here, Bob. Florio was suggesting a couple days ago that could be imminent. Just get out of that situation. You know, admit it was horrendous judgment on our part. On my part,
yeah,
Jimmy Haslam.
It's just one guy who decided it. It wasn't they, it was him.
Let's use our first round pick. It's going to be a high one, I think. And let's just get out of this. Sorry, let's start over. That's what I would do. Next game, Packers 30, Titans 14 in the Malik Willis Bowl. I felt really good for him. Malik Willis went 13 for 19 for 200 yards, 120 passer rating, ran for 73 and accounted for 2 touchdowns. The Titans in early trouble. And my thought is, Bob, how soon before we see Mr. Mason Rudolph?
It's getting closer and closer. Malik Willis, by the way, everyone thought when he came in for Jordan Love that, oh my God, the Packers are going to be in. And I was one of them because I wasn't sure. Malik Willis not only is running the ball the way you expect, but his passes yesterday were right on the mark. I mean, he went down the field. He did a lot of good things in that game. And against Tennessee, had to make him feel extremely good because they went away from him, and now they got Will Levis and soon to be Mason Rudolph.
I think so. Callahan gave Leavis and Butthead the dreaded vote of confidence after the game. He was sacked 8 times. I don't know how many of those were his fault. He threw 2 picks. Come on. This is happening, and it's happening soon. And I'm not sure, Limits, if I wanted to put my young quarterback in any coach's hands in the entire league, it wouldn't be old Guy Lafleur.
No, it would not. The thing that stood out to me the most of this by far was that Malik Willis looks good. I mean, it's got to be Lafleur and the entire system in Green Bay, because he was horrendous. He was so bad in Tennessee. He looked like he couldn't even play for a college team at this point. He didn't have, I think, over 100 passing yards in any game that he started there. Remember Tennessee when they had a chance to make the
playoffs?
Remember
the Titans,
Josh.
Bob. Remember the Titans.
They started Josh Dobbs instead of Malik Willis. That's
yes.
How little they thought of him. Not to say Josh Dobbs isn't good, but they had Malik Willis in there the whole year and they didn't feel confident in him.
Packers surviving without Jordan Love. Next game, the Steelers' next opponent. The Indianapolis Colts survive against, you know, a Bears team that's been somewhat competitive, but Justin Fields lost a lot of close games there too. Caleb Williams, some nice numbers, but he's struggling. Jonathan Taylor is the issue for the Steelers next weekend. He ran for 110 and 2 touchdowns, Bob. The Colts are 1-2.
Colts are not that good of a team. Somehow they have a way of playing the Steelers pretty well in that Lucas Oil Stadium. But if they stop Jonathan Taylor, the way they bottled up J.K. Dobbins, there's no question they can do that. And if so, then it becomes Anthony Richardson. And how many mistakes can the Steelers force him into making? That game was a bad game to watch, to be honest with you. I don't have much to say about the Colts other than they're not good, and I think the Steelers should be 4-0.
They stink. Give us those numbers again on Anthony Richardson, Wonder Twin.
Yes. He, in terms of quarterback rating, is second to last behind only Bryce Young, who was benched. He is worse than the NFL in completion percentage. He's the only quarterback qualified under 50%, and he's also thrown a league-high 6 interceptions. Who's in second place, you might ask?
Leavis and Butthead. Leavis
and Butthead
is?
Leavis and Butthead with 5. Anthony Richardson with 6.
I'm telling you, it's going to be Mason Rudolph soon. This one was surprising, and my early coach of the year, if it's not Mike Tomlin, has to be Kevin O'Connell. There may be one or two other good candidates, but Kevin O'Connell, 3-0, and Sam Darnold's the early MVP, period. Is there even an argument? He's the early MVP through 4 touchdowns yesterday. And they crushed a very good Texans team, Bob.
Which I couldn't understand. You know, the Texans, I know you're going to have one of those games. That's why I think the Steelers eventually will have one. But the Texans were totally dominated by a Minnesota team that I was not convinced could, you know, replace what Kirk Cousins had delivered for them in offensive statistical stuff. However.
Did you see some of his throws yesterday?
His throws were incredible. I mean, really good. And, you know, he was with San Francisco last year, too, and I thought maybe that would have brought out some of the stuff with him.
It might have.
It might have. I mean, he may have learned something. Sometimes guys just take a long time. It's the hardest position to play, I think, in football, is that quarterback position.
In sports, in my opinion. It's like being a baseball pitcher with someone diving at your legs on every delivery. Limits, you called it. You're a big Sam Darnold fan. Leads the league in touchdown passes. Leads the league in passer rating. Leads the league. No, he doesn't. But he's close in all other categories. He's the MVP, in my opinion.
The Red Rocket, even after J.J. McCarthy went down with preseason injury.
It might not be the size of the Indy 500 track, but I'm going to take a small little victory lap around whatever track you want me to have with Sam Darnold, because I just always have seen the ability that he has to air it out downfield, the confidence that he has in the pocket. It was really dating back to USC, because the Jets, I mean, nobody succeeds with the Jets. Carolina, come on now. Maybe he learned something from Shanahan. I've always liked his poise, confidence, and the way that he goes about his business. And, I mean, Darnold, no one's better right now than him.
He's not seeing ghosts anymore, is he, Bob? The next game is Eagles with a big win. Shut out for 3 quarters. They score 15 in the fourth, and they beat the Saints 15-12. My take from this game, there's a lot here. Saquon Barkley. That was vintage stuff. 17 carries for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Saints come crashing back to earth.
Well, they faced a good defense in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia just shut them down. A team that scored nearly 100 points in the first 2 games had trouble getting started. But so did the Philadelphia offense for a while, and that was going to be one of those situations where, you know, who was going to emerge here? And you're right, Saquon Barkley, You can tell he's so happy to be out of the Giants, and he's running like a new man.
There's only a couple running backs that you pay in the NFL. Nick Chubb. Saquon Barkley is one of those guys. And Christian McCaffrey. Barkley is right at the upper echelon because he's a difference maker. He's a game changer. He was like that with the Giants, and we've seen what the Giants offense is like, even though they beat Cleveland without him. Man, I was surprised by how long it took for Philadelphia to get going, but I guess it also proves the Saints are kind of for real, even though it was an ugly game.
All right, we go to a two-minute drill now. Quick thought on every game. Broncos 26, Bucks 7. Steelers early wins looking better by the week. And also, the Bucks did everything the Steelers haven't in the first few weeks, trying to wing the ball all over, couldn't run. They wind up giving up 8 sacks, interception, fumble, blah, blah, blah. Good for Sean Payton, who I really don't like, Bob.
I tell you what, who I do like is Bo Nix. I think the guy has this ability, and he was using his legs to turn negatives into positives. I think when he gets on track, and he is a raw rookie in this league, I think you're going to see some good things for him. I think the time spent at two universities where he played a lot of football over his 5 years helped him and will help him moving forward.
Yeah, he looked like an NFL quarterback, also ran for 50 yards, starting to get a little bit more comfortable.
Panthers 36, Raiders 22. Are you kidding me? The Red Rifle. Andy Dalton wins, but the story of this game as it pertains to the Steelers is Max Crosby, a top 5 defensive player in all of football. Game wrecker, high ankle sprain. They play them in a couple weeks. Forget about everything else. I really don't care about that game. But that stands out, Bob.
How about Deontay Johnson, a career high in yardage in that game? People were just talking about
should have drafted him. I told you should have drafted him.
I was waiting for this to come up.
Well, I did it because I knew what you...
How many yards?
122, I think, for him.
He had a very good day. But guess what, Joe?
What?
I'm very glad you brought that up because we're playing the PM team this week in the Fantasy Football League, and we are crushing the PM team by 100 points.
Oh, I like that,
It's not even close. Joe,
I like that,
continued to just, you know... beat me like a rented mule, whatever phrase you want to use about how bad our fantasy team was, is going to go to 2-1. Is going to go to 2-1, and if one team loses, we'll be in first place.
Bob, is Andy Dalton a Hall of Famer?
No.
I'm kidding. However, I look at his numbers. Are you ready for this, Bob? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm spellbound.
He is going to hit possibly 40,000 yards, 250 touchdowns.
He's a good guy to have on a roster. The veteran part of him is
what's his one loss record? That's a lot of touchdowns, yeah. Bob.
Also, Joe, while you look that up, you know who
if you look at his passes for me, they were so perfect in really tight coverage.
You know who our fantasy quarterback is, Joe?
Who?
With Jordan Love hurt, it's one Justin Fields. 19 points.
Wow.
Yep.
You drafted great. Bob, what else did you want to say about that game?
No, I'm just saying that Deontay Johnson played like a man who was getting a lot of criticism, and he came out fired up, and I can't believe the Raiders lost, though. I just can't. After watching the Carolina Panthers the first couple of weeks.
I know.
But again, it was Bryce Young. Bryce Young ain't ready for this, and they made a trade up to get him when they could have taken Stroud. They gave a lot to move up. Ugh,
did you see what Antonio Pierce said after the game?
No.
He said there were guys on our team, I'm paraphrasing, but I have the phrase right. There were guys on our team who were making business decisions late in that game. You know what? We're going to make some business decisions with them. How about that?
I looked at the body language of Davante Adams, and it was like, I want to get out of here.
Did you watch the Netflix show Receiver, Bob?
Yeah, I like that show.
Did you notice the demeanor of Davante Adams throughout majority of the season? Until they changed Antonio Pierce, he did not want to be there at all, and they don't give him the football.
Want to be there.
No,
would you trade him, Bob. I have a trade for you. I have a trade for you.
How much is that going to cost?
Oh, they were willing to spend $1 trillion on Brandon Ayuk.
And look, with that, so far that's off to a bad start in San Francisco.
Would you take Brandon Ayuk at that price right now?
No,
I would.
No, I wouldn't. I think it's too much money for him.
As I told you before, I'm not going to come off that position.
I think he's a good receiver, not a great elite receiver.
I'd take him. I'd take him in a second. How long is Davante Adams' current contract for?
He signed a 5-year, $140 million deal. It expires in 27.
Let me ask you a question.
That's actually a money I could deal with.
A very simple question. Would you trade Alex Highsmith in a draft pick, a low draft pick, mid, you know, Alex, would you forget about the draft pick? Would you trade Alex Highsmith for Davante Adams?
Straight up?
Yeah.
I might be tempted to do that because of the need at wide receiver.
Would you add a little third or fourth round sweetener?
If it came down to where that was going to be the difference, probably, yes.
Would you do that?
I wouldn't want to give up the draft pick, and especially trading from depth, but yes, I would do it. Here's the contract for Adams. He's 32
what do you mean,
this
trading
year.
What? So you'd let
I would do it.
You would let a third or fourth round pick get in the way of Devontae Adams?
I don't think it would have to cost that. I think they'd do Adams for Highsmith straight up.
Maybe.
Especially
who's,
by the state
who's
of...
Who's the better player at his position, though?
Devontae Adams is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, is he a disgruntled employee? Is he somebody who... Is he somebody in that situation?
Right now, yes.
He's making $19 million in a base salary this year. A lot of it was restructured. But that cap number goes up to $35 million in 25 and 26.
Yeah, you
just can two more
find
years
a way
to
show. Mitigate it. Bob, what if they brought in Devontae Adams? Oh, my God.
Well, it would certainly make it very interesting. And there are so many options you can do. And what it would do to George Pickens, what it would do to other guys. I mean, you have to pick your poison if you're trying to cover those two.
Twin Cities, would you take him right now?
I would do it. But what are you going to give up?
Would you like to have Brandon Ayuk right now?
He looks bad, Joe, in San Francisco.
Yeah,
that is a guy that looks like he had no training camp and no reps.
But he also looks like he's just full of himself is what it looks like. You know, and those kind of guys drive me nuts sometimes for that kind of price. That's too much money.
Well, think about it. Debo's hurt, Kittle's banged up, and you don't have McCaffrey. You would think that he's the number one guy and is just going to eat.
Jennings is the number one guy.
Jennings had, what, 11 catches for 190 yards?
Didn't he have like 15, I thought? I don't know.
It was double-digit catches and almost 200 yards receiving.
I'd take Ayuk right now. You're right, 11 for 175 and three touchdowns.